Hi, this is Zach Church, news writer with SearchCIOMidMarket.com. Today we have on the phone one of our CIO Decisions Midmarket IT Leadership Award winners, David Mann, CIO of the Word and Brown Companies. David, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Zach.
Excellent. Congratulations on winning this leadership award.
Thank you.
Could you tell me a little bit about the project that you conducted, that you won the award for, and what your goals with the project were?
Yes, the project, in fact, was a very, very interesting project. It was creating a CRM, customer relationship management product, specialized for the small group insurance brokers. And the first thing we really wanted to do is that to create a product that is extremely simple and yet extremely powerful. And since we wanted to be 100% available from anywhere, from any device, then we definitely wanted to design it for web and also include other devices such as PDA. So that's a general description of the product that we had planned to develop.
And the ultimate goal and accomplishments that you were aiming for at the end?
Yes, the goal was that to automate the book of business for our broker network, because, you know, a general agency, Word and Brown General Agency, is all about brokers. We like to provide services and technology in order to make their job and their business much easier and more efficient, and actually bring business value to our broker network. And I believe that we have achieved that.
Right. And the technology that you used was .NET and
yes,
SQL?
Yes, we utilized .NET and SQL to achieve that, and ASP.NET, obviously.
Okay. And as you went along, was there anything else that you needed to include or adjustments that you needed to make in your project plans?
Our adjustment and guidance really was driven by the brokers and our customers themselves. We utilize agile methodology. As a part of agile methodology, we were in contact with our brokers and clients' network on daily basis, practically. And before even we would even write one line of code, we would actually verify and confirm that what we want to design is exactly what matches their business need. So we would create mock-ups, and we would have a number of different focus groups. And once everything would be lined up and make sure that it is exactly what we intended for the brokers, then we would go and design, architect, and code.
How long did the entire process take?
About less than a year, number of different releases. The first release took only approximately 5 months, but we have had a couple of releases since then. And I believe that our next release also is very, very exciting, because we just keep adding the features that the brokers, they need for their day-to-day business.
Can you give me an example of some of the features that you've added recently?
For example, one of the features we had is the capability for our brokers to look at policy information real time. And Word and Brown has an underwriting department that enters information, and we want that information to be available to our broker network. This way they could keep track of their book of business even in real time.
Excellent. As you completed the first stages of the project, I understand it is a continuing project, and it will be. But how did you calculate and then demonstrate the ROI to your business?
Return on investment, it was calculated, and in fact, we've really had a very good exercise going through that. But the biggest thing really start very simple, that what type of business value is going to bring to our clients and customers, which they're really our brokers. And based on that, how is going to enhance their business, what type of impact is going to have, you know, at, for their bottom line, and that eventually is going to affect, you know, ours. And we really did an extensive surveys and work when it comes to, you know, return on investment document, and it was clear that this is the way to do, and we started on the project.
Can you tell me a little bit about working with your staff on this?
Yes. I believe that softwares are really designed by people for people. So the people that we've lined up to actually get this job done, we looked at them a number of different, ways. And number one, obviously, it's not just a person would have the technical skill set. That's a given. We have to look at, people that they truly, their competence in their area. However, we selected a very strong team that they truly care about the customer, the end customer, because they're the one that they utilize the software. So from the beginning, the people that they were involved with this project, they really cared about to make this product extremely simple to use, available, and really prioritize the features that is important to the customer more so than anything else. So that's why I really believe that the people, the set of people that will put this and they put this project together, they're wonderful because of they're looking at the end result and the end customers.
And I know you mentioned that you have another release coming along. Where do you see the project going forward, and how long do you think you'll continue to put together releases?
Well, we're going to continue putting releases, as long as there is demand out there from our customer, base, that they need additional features. Exactly like Microsoft, that, periodically they come up with a new version of their software based on the market demand and their customer demand. We're going to continue to do that. John and Rusty, the owners of the company, they're committed to provide the service of unequal excellence for their brokers network, and that includes to maintain and actually adding enhancement to the product in order to bring the best value for the broker network.
Excellent. Well, stepping away from the project for just a second, a last question is, where do you see the IT field going in the next few years? What do you think will be the important trends and technologies in your business?
I believe IT is becoming more of a business every day. In fact, myself, I actually run my IT as a business, the best thing to do, really, to look at IT as a business. Therefore, you immediately start thinking that IT should not be a cost center. You have to start thinking that IT has to become a profit center. And in order to be a profit center, truly, you have to not just, resolve a simple solution, but you should really look at return on investment, and you should really bring value, business value, not only to your business, but also definitely to your end customers. So IT is really becoming more practical for society and for, customers, rather than becoming, as it was, a science center. So I really think that business and IT, they're blending more and more every day. And that's the way I see that the future IT is going to be.
So it sounds like you think the future IT of IT isn't necessarily a new wave of products or technologies, but really about the role of IT in the business and as a business.
Absolutely, because technology by itself is meaningless unless it truly brings some sort of value to the end customers. And in order to do that, you have to look at it as a business, because business does not exist unless you truly take care of your customer and you really add value to your partners and customers. So that's why IT, I believe, is getting closer and closer to be 100% a business.
Well, David, thank you for taking the time today, and congratulations again on your award.
Thank you so much.